This is from Odd Girl Out by Anne Bannon. Laura looked down at her lap, still mute, afraid her tears would start with her voice. What did he do, honey?
I don't want to talk about it. It wasn't anything awful. Emmy seemed to think it was all right, only I...
Her voice quavered.
I didn't like it.
And suddenly she put her head down on Beth's shoulder and wrapped her arms around her and let the tears come out. The pressure began to lessen a little. Beth held her and rocked her in her arms.
You didn't like it, baby?
She said softly.
I hated it. I couldn't help it.
Beth smiled down Laura's back.
Oh, Beth, I wish so much you had been with me instead of Emily.
She had been about to say, instead of Jim.
What a curious idea that was, to have a date with Beth.
Beth held her closer.
I don't ever want to see that boy again, she said into Beth's shoulder.
Beth broke the date for her. Chapter 4. The days began to fly in Laura's life, so fast that she lost them before she could reckon them. She wanted to memorize each one, but there was no time. A letter came from her father. He was a better correspondent than her mother. Her father wanted to know if she had called Charlie Ayers, and Laura revolted vigorously at the thought.
Hello? She said.
Hello. Is this Laura Landon?
Yes.
This is Charlie Ayers. I just heard from Dad that you were down here. Thought I'd give you a ring.
Oh, yes, Charlie.
She was flustered and awkward on the phone, especially with men. This is from Pulp by Charles Bukowski.
Stop gawking, please. It's nothing that you haven't seen before.
You're wrong there, lady. Now may I have your name?
Lady Death.
Lady Death? You from the circus? The movies?
No.
Place of birth?
It doesn't matter.
Year of birth?
Don't try to be funny.
Just trying to get some background. I got lost somehow, began staring up her legs. I was always a leg man. It was the first thing I saw when I was born. But then, I was trying to get out. Ever since, I've been working in the other direction and with pretty lousy luck. She snapped her fingers.
He's been hanging around Red's bookstore, browsing, asking about Faulkner, Carson McCullers, Charles Manson.
Hangs around the bookstore, huh? Hmm?
Yes, she said. I don't know. I've got some kind of block with this thing. It's never happened before. Maybe I've been in the game too long, so I've come to you. Barton says you're good.
And you think the real Celine is alive? You want him?
Real bad, Buster.
This is from A Brief Tour of Human Consciousness by V.S. Ramachandran. From the insular cortex, the message goes to the amygdala and then to the rest of the limbic system, and especially the anterior cingulate, where we respond emotionally to the pain. We experience the agony of pain and take the appropriate action. So perhaps in this patient, the insular cortex was normal, so he could feel the pain, but the wire that goes from the insula to the rest of the limbic system and the anterior cingulate was cut. This patient responded to a pain stimulus not with an ouch, but with laughter. Here is the ultimate irony. A human being laughing in the face of pain? Why would anyone do this? First, we need to answer an even more basic question. Why does anybody laugh? The common denominator of all jokes is a path of expectation that is diverted by an unexpected twist, necessitating a complete reinterpretation of all the previous facts, the punchline.